Can we stand for a moment and just worship the Lord? We just heard the Christmas story. Can you imagine being those shepherds? Father, we just worship you and we glorify you. Lord, we believe that's exactly what happened. And like the shepherds, we're going to go tell the story. And we thank you, Father, for giving us your Son. And Jesus, we thank you for giving your life for each one of us. And we give you praise and honor and glory for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Stay standing for a moment. Can you give it up for 12-year-old Vincent this tonight? Singing for the first time in front of his church family. And Vincent, you did awesome. Praise God. You may be seated. Lighting candles on Christmas Eve together is truly a beautiful thing when we get to do it together. It is a moment that, to me, that radiates with the presence of God. It is a moment that you feel the warmth and presence of God. Lighting candles is inviting. It's also inspiring. So why is it important that we light candles at this time of the year? I believe that lighting candles reminds us of the light of God's love. God is light and God is love. And lighting candles reminds us of that. A Christmas Eve service, in my mind, symbolizes the true life of what a Christian should be. A church that loves well. A church that carries the light of God in love to other people. Lighting candles is a reminder that God is light, God is love. Jesus came to be the light, to transfer the light to us so that we could take it to a darkened world and they could walk in light. Lighting candles is reminding us of the light of God and the love of God. For a few moments, we're going to go through a journey to lighting those candles, but we're going to go through the New Testament for a few moments. In 1 John chapter 1, verse 5, this is the message we have heard from Him and proclaimed to you, that God is what? Light. And in Him is no darkness at all. In God, there is no darkness. So that means there is nothing but love. God is light. God is love. If you notice tonight, the theme through the worship, the songs that were chosen, I didn't choose them. God is talking to us about what? Love. He's talking to us about love. 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. So we have come to know and to believe the love that God has for us. Let me pause for a moment. Have you come to know God's love? Do you believe that God loves you? Let me ask those questions again. Have you come to a place that you know God's love? Yeah. And do you believe that God loves you? Let's continue the verse. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God. Let's read that again. God is love, and whoever abides in love abides in God, and God abides in him. The church needs to be a people who loves well. We need to love well. in John chapter 15, verse 9, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love." I'm going to read these a couple of times tonight, each time, on purpose. Verse 9, "As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love." Because if we're abiding in His love, there is no darkness. Back to the question, do I know His love, and do I believe that God loves me? Do I believe that God is light and He's love? And that Jesus came as the light to transfer the light to us so that we wouldn't walk in darkness and we can walk in love. Lighting candles, I believe, is to remind all of us of the light of God and the love of God. Light equals love. God is light. God is love. And His people are supposed to be the light and be love to one another and to others. In Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "But God clearly shows and proves His own love for us by the fact that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us," as promised one more time. But God clearly shows and proves His own love. His own love for who? Us. That by the fact, while we were still sinners, Christ, what? Died for us. I say it often here at NEC that we need to love well and forgive even better. So what am I really stating? I am stating love just like God loved us. Love others just as God's loved you. God loved us so much, He sent His Son. His Son loved the Father so much that He said, "I'll go, Father, because you love them and I love what you love. And I'll come and I'll be born to die in a sacrificial death because I love you and I love what you love. And I'm going to go because I love. And I'll give my life because I love them." Now, Jesus is light. Jesus is love. And Jesus came so that we would know the light and know how to walk in love. Love to us needs to be focused on this reality. I can't think about Christmas without thinking about Easter. Jesus was born to what? Die a sacrificial death for us. So at Christmas, I'm as focused on the cross as I am on His birth. And at Easter, we wouldn't have Easter if it wasn't for His birth. As I stand here tonight, I'm in awe that He would leave heaven. And when you think about how some of us act sometimes, leave all of that because He loved the Father, God, and He loved what the Father loved. He said, "I'll come and I'll be like a man and I'll give my life sacrificially so that they can walk in light where they will have no darkness, where there can be love that will change their life and change those that they meet. I'm willing to do that. I'm willing to come and be light and expose the love that will change the hearts of people. Light represents what happens when a person becomes a born-again Christian. That light of Christ, that love of Christ is now in them. And now they can take that light and that love to a dark world that is lost without Jesus. We're back to the question again tonight. Do I know God's love? Do I believe that God loves me? Do I understand that Jesus came so that I could walk in the light, so that I would be able to love others? And let me say it this way, love all kinds of people. We're taught in the Scriptures that we are to love one another first, because we got to prove that we understand the love. Because see, the world's watching, and if we can't love each other, they don't accept the love we're trying to express to them, because they don't see us loving one another. Jesus wants us to love each other. And then take the light of that love out into a very dark world. Anybody want to disagree with me that it's a very dark world? It's a very dark world that needs the light of love. Matthew chapter 5 and verse 14 says, "You are the light of the world." Who? You. If you're a born-again Christian, Jesus is talking to you. "You are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, and it gives light to all in the house." Verse 16, "In the same way, let your light shine before others so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven." We are the light to the world. If Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior, you are the light to the dark world. Let me say it in kind of a secular way. It's your job. Okay, you don't like that? Let me make it real spiritual. It's your calling. I thought that was your calling, Pastor. It is, but it's yours too. We're called to be the light to a dark world and show love. Let's get back to my statement I make all the time. Love well, but you need to learn to forgive even better. Because there is the key to being the light of love to a dark world. That's the key. Tonight, I'm going to invite you to receive the light. And step out of the darkness. And come into a reality that God loves you. He sent His Son to be born. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. But I celebrate at Christmas not just His birth, but the sacrifice He made so I could walk in the light and be free. I'm going to invite you tonight. You're sitting there. And you don't know why, you can't really answer it, but you've been feeling something's been going on the inside. Matter of fact, you've been hearing a voice speaking to you. Somehow, some way, you know that it's God. And He's just wooing you to Him because, you know why? Because He's the light that will dispel the darkness in your life. He's the light that will take away all that darkness. And I'm going to invite you to step into that right now, this moment. And if that's you, all the believers in here are going to be praying. And I'm going to ask us all to bow our heads for just a moment. And that person, our persons, I'm going to ask you to pray this prayer with me. Make it your prayer. Father, I hear Him. He's talking to me. Wow, that's the first time I've used the word Father, but it's true. I do understand that You're a Heavenly Father. And I come now and I ask You to take control of my life. It's a mess. I don't know how to fix it, but I'm going to trust You to fix it. So right now, I just submit myself to You. I lay my whole life before You. And I'm going to believe what I've been told, that if I ask you into my heart, ask you to forgive me of my sins, and I lay all of what that may be, and I may not understand it all, but I know that it means I've just been doing the wrong thing, doing things that are not right, and from what I have understood and learned, it's not according to Scripture. And I bring all that to you right now. And again, I don't know how you're going to do this, but I'm just going to open my heart, and I ask you right now to become my Lord and my Savior, and take control in my life, and bring your light to me so that I can be light to others. I thank you. I receive my forgiveness. I thank you for forgiving me. And I thank you, Jesus, for giving your life for me. And I receive you now as my Lord and Savior. Amen. If that is you, I'm going to ask you to stop by the Connection Center this evening, because we want to help you with your journey. You're not alone, and we are here to help you. So stop by the Connection Center. Let me know the decision you've made. But stop by there. We have some things for you that will help you through this journey. Church, now I talk to you. The world has too much darkness. We had a wonderful Christmas Eve together as a family. This is when we do it, and then we all rush down here for a Christmas Eve service. But there was so much talking, so much laughter, so many things going on that nobody took any pictures today. And you know what? That's okay. Because we were enjoying the peace and presence of our Father as a family and having fun. Church, I know there's been seasons, even in our world, but sometimes there's just too much darkness. And church, it is our calling to dispel the darkness and bring light. And a lot of that has to do with what comes out of these lips, what we say. Faith words are doubtful words. Speaking life. Speaking the light of God's love. Church, we need to get busy being lit up and get out there and be the light in a very dark world. Because this is the truth. The power of that light in you will dispel the darkness. Gets back to the question. We're going back. Do you know the love of God? Do you believe that God loves you? If you can answer those two questions with yes, then the power of the light is in you to dispel the darkness. Doesn't matter what's going on. It's in you, and the darkness will be broken. Do you believe those things? I have penned a final statement tonight, but before I get to that, we're going to light candles. And as Pastor Rochelle comes up, I'm going to ask everyone to stand. Can you believe their air conditioners are on in December? And she's going to take that light to several of you, and then guess what? You need to take it to others. And once every candle is lit, then I'm going to share with you my final statement for the night. And then I'm going to make a prayer declaration. You may call it a proclamation. You may just call it a prayer. Air conditioner's blowing everybody's candles out tonight. This is December. We're not supposed to be doing this. Now, I'm going to ask another thing. If you have family that is sitting away from you, have them come closer to you. That means Rochelle's headed to the back. I don't know if I want my grandkids on the front row. Now, before I make my final statement, let me ask you one more time. Do you know the love of God? I'm going to ask again. Do you know the love of God? Do you believe that God loves you? Then you need to have ears to hear what I'm going to say in my final statement. On this Christmas Eve 2021, we must awaken to the truth. We are the light of Christ to the world. The world needs more love, more compassion, and more kindness. Do you agree? Now, we must understand, while we celebrate and share the light with each other, we must then leave here tonight and share it with a world that is full of darkness, lost without Christ. Because it's your calling to take this light. Now, I'm going to make a prayer declaration, and here's what I'm going to ask you to do. I'm going to ask you to look at the light. Don't look at the person right or left of you. I want you to focus on the light and remember that you are who? The light. And to remember, you can no longer cover up your light. You are called to be the light upon a hill so that all can see, so they can be drawn to the light that will set them free. You are that light. And within you is the Word of God. And you know the story of Jesus. And you know your personal story of Jesus. And you need to start shedding the light of those two stories to a dark world. Now, let's lift our candles. As I make this prayer declaration tonight, Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world. And I petition you to shine so bright in each of us that we can no longer hide what we have, and that our hearts tonight are ablaze with the truth, that we may truly see the light, and may your light burn so beautifully within us that we can't help but share the light of your love with others. In your powerful name, Jesus, we all declare amen. You know why that's so important? Because you just declared, so be it in your life. Ask the question again, one more time. Do you know the love of God? Amen. Do you believe God loves you? Take your light to the world. Worship team.